So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Let's talk about leptin. Leptin is mainly known as an appetite hormone. So the more you have, the less hungry you are. But leptin also has a huge immune function that I want to talk about. And as a side note, the Greek word for the word leptin means thin because of the suppression of the appetite. When you increase leptin, the hunger goes away because there's a signal from the fat cell to your brain, specifically the hypothalamus, telling the brain we have enough nutrition or food. But when leptin is low, you are hungry. Leptin is made by your fat cells and the intestinal cells. But here's the problem. Chronically high levels of leptin start causing what's called leptin resistance. Now, this is very similar to insulin resistance, where you have this high level of insulin produced by consuming a lot of carbohydrates. And what happens over time is your receptors start to downgrade, and now you can't absorb that hormone anymore. Same exact thing happens with leptin. High levels of leptin over a long period of time kind of desensitize the receptor, and now you don't get a lot of absorption of that hormone. Here's the problem. The feedback loops that are supposed to go back to the fat cells really don't because of the blockage of the receptor. So the fat cell keeps making more and more and more. But you have the situation where you have all this leptin, but it's not working. So we have symptoms of a leptin deficiency, starving, and an excess as well. And another purpose of leptin is to suppress both parts of the immune system, to calm inflammation down. So people that don't have enough leptin have higher risks of getting an autoimmune problem because they have way too much inflammation. And when you have a lot of inflammation in your body, your immune system is actually weaker. So the reason why I wanted to talk about leptin is to mention that the way to fix this is the exact same procedure as you would to fix insulin resistance, and that is doing keto and intermittent fasting. These together over a period of time will solve insulin resistance and leptin resistance, which will also help your immune system greatly. So when people ask you some of the benefits of keto and intermittent fasting, you can tell them it has a huge benefit on helping suppress inflammatory conditions as well as supporting a healthy immune system. Thanks for watching. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.